Vayter in Shas, Biram Bava Basidav Kuf Lamed Vav. Picking up by the top of the page by the Mishnah. The Heilig Heilig Mishnah is talking about a case right now where you have a guy who has kids. He doesn't have a wife anymore. She's no longer there. And now he's going to get remarried. Now, here's the deal. He doesn't want his children from his first marriage, from woman number one, to lose out when he gets married to number two, that the ksuba is going to end up, she's going to end up taking the stuff and the kids are going to get messed over with it. So what does he do? The easiest way to get out of this is just transfer everything before he gets married to his kids. Problem is he doesn't want to give it over right now. He wants to have it. And then when he dies, it should go to his children. So what does he do to be able to give it to his kids after he dies without the ksuba, but he can still retain it now? And again, we're talking about a healthy person now. He writes his properties to his stuff, but he wants to hold on to him till he dies. He has to write the following lashon. He's giving it over mehayom, from today, and after death. All right, so this is a two-step situation that's going on over here, and that is it's given over right away, but the rights of it, the peiros of it, are not given over until after death, so he gets to use it now. Divri Rabbi Yehuda, Azai Gzok Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Einot Saruch. No, he doesn't have to say Min Hayom. Right? According to him, he says, even if he wrote after my death, then in such a thing, it's going to work like we just saw. Now, Hakosev Nechosev Libno Lachermo. So, what about a case of that we just described? If someone gives over his nechasiv to his son after Misa, the Rashbam points out, Hu adin lacher, even if he writes it to somebody else, it doesn't have to be only to his son, but somebody writes this thing that it should go to him after death, then ha'av enu yachal limkor, the father can no longer sell these properties, not be able to get rid of it, says Rashbam, la'acher aguf va'apero, la'acher, tell someone else, aguf va'apero, the gamri, because it's only really his, the actual property itself just gets the peiros now. Back in the Gemara, because they're already written, given over to the son. And even the son's not able to sell. So each one of them has rights in it to not be able to, neither of them can sell it. Let's say the father did do such a thing. Right, he goes ahead and he sells it. Says Rashbam, "Stama mechurin lepirusayim lelukeach ad sheyomosav." Aval kashiyomosav yitol aben gam gof gam peros. So the father goes and sells it stam. Then he sells the peros to the third party here, buyer, until the father ends up dying. But when the father dies, then the ben goes and he takes everything over there. Right, yitol aben gam gof gam peros. Ohu o haba. Mikocho, loshta misa av bechayi haben, loshta misa ben bechayi av. Shapiros mocher av, aval guf kanoi legamer leben. Maisa shekosav lo av. There's a story when the father wrote it over. He shekosav lo haben. Ukish misa ben when he died. Ve'acher kach av. V'yesh lo banim lo so haben. Hein yorshim eskocho. Then the yorshim of that boy end up getting it. So back into the Gemara, Bnei Shemir Shab. Mechar Av, if he sold it, Mechurin HaShem, they're sold until he ends up dying, right? And then what happens? So the buyer gets it to use it until the father dies, and then it goes to the son. Mechar Ben, the son sold it, the Ein Lelokech Mem Klum HaShem Zav, the buyer can't get anything until the father ends up dying, because in the meantime, the father has the Pirus here. So only once he dies, then he can go and he can take it. And he takes everything. Says the Gemara, even let's say the guy wrote this papa, he wrote, you know, from today and after Misa, my Havi, like, why should it work? Hotanah, we learned in the Mishnah, in Gittin, Mayom al-Acher Misa, where someone says to his wife, this is your get, from today and after you die, get Veno get. It's considered a get and not a get. Because we have a problem. When he says that, what does he mean? We don't know what does he mean. When he says Acher Misa, maybe it means the get should be effective right now, but only once he ends up dying, and then it goes on my Freya. Or maybe what he meant is he's retracting and saying only after Acher Misa, and then it's not a good get. So therefore we're stuck. Ve'im Mace, unless the husband then goes, he dies, they have no children, then she has to do Choletzes, what means Abemis. She has to do Chalitza, but she can't do Yibam, because maybe they were actually divorced in such a case. So why by our Mishnah does it say that it actually works? Says Gemara, no, it can't compare, because Hasam over there by the get, Mesapkalan. The reason why the get is the issue over there is that we're mesupak itanahavi chazarahavi. If he's making a tanai, meaning that it should take effect after, or he's being chozer and he's changing and saying only after, then it doesn't work. Ablahacha over here, halchikarma. This is what he's saying to him. Gufa kadimayom. The actual thing itself is the body of it, the property is sold to you today. But pera lachamisa, the pera is going to be after that. So that's why there's no reason to compare the two. Rabbi Yossi Omeinotzarich. He says you don't have to say mayom. Right, all you can write is lachamisa and you're good. Story time. Rabba bar Avua chalash. Rabba Avua, he was sick. All the gabei of Hunav Rav Nachman, they came to go and visit him. Amar le Rav Huna le Rav Nachman. To Rav Huna said to Rav Nachman, those are the ones who were going in. Before they walked in, they said, "Boy, mina alachik Rabbi Yosi, or ain't alachik Rabbi Yosi." Ask him whether alachik goes like Rabbi Yosi or not. When Rabbi Yosi says, "Ain't otzar," you have to write from today. Amar le, so Rav Nachman said back, "Time into Rabbi Yosi lo yadana. I don't understand the pshat of Rabbi Yosi. Halacha iboy mina. How can I go ahead and try to ask if that's alacha?" So Amar le, he says back to him, At boimine I alacha ilo. Ask him whether alacha is like him or not. V'tayma ana amin alach. And after I'll explain what pshat is in Rabbi Yossi. In other words, it doesn't really matter the mitzias of what's going on. Just find out what it is. So boimine of Nachman went, and Rav Nachman goes in, and he asks that, right? And he asks, like, what's the deal? Is alacha like him or not? So Amar Lei, he says back to him, Hachi Amar Rav. This is what Rav says. Halach Rabbi Yosi, halach is Rabbi Yosi. Basan Afaku, after they went out, Amar Lei, Rav Huna says to Rav Nachman, Hainu Tamid Rav Yosi. I'll tell you the pshat, what the pshat of Rav Yosi is. The Amar Zmanu Shil Shtar Muchiach Alav. He says that the date that's written in the Shtar is testifying to the time when it was taking, when it's taking, coming into effect. So he doesn't have to say mehayom alachemitza, because just the date itself is already muchiach of the mehayom. B'tanya meyachav b'risa supports that Rabbi Yosi Omer eino tzarich mepleish zman ashe shtar muchiach lev. You don't have to, because the zman shtar is already attesting to it. Boy minei rav amei rav Nachman. What we're dealing right now is whether you have to write mehayom alachemitza. You could just write alachemitza. Yehuda says you. Say me'ayom alachemisa, and Yossi says you could just say lachemisa because the zman of the shtar is already mochiach. So boy, Rav and Rav Nachman, back no amau. What's gonna be the din? This is a question of Rav Yehuda on how far it goes that you have to write me'ayom. So Rashbam says back no amau b'shtar shekasu bo kinyan. You have written in the shtar mi plig palig Rav Yehuda umatzich lichlov me'ayom. Do you have to go and write me'ayom or not? So Armalei says back no ino tzarich. When you have the shtar that writes down this actual situation, this deal that went on over here, then he says, you don't have to write me a yom. A papi amr, a papi says, ika aknaisa de tsarech, v'ika aknaisa de lotzarech. There are certain shtaros that when like the acquisition is you're going to have to write from today, and some that you don't have to write. Aknaya v'kanina mine lotzarech. If let's say at the beginning of the shtar it says, acquire it, and at the end it says, we acquired, then lotzarech, you don't have to say me a yom. Right, because that's what it means, right? It was a normal thing that would write in the shtar, that would write two times this the acquisition. Kanina minei v'akniyei, but let's say at the beginning it says we acquired, at the end it says acquire it, then sarach, then you have to go and you have to write mehayom, then you'd have to throw that in. Maskif La Rav Chanina Misur said, hold on 1 second. How many people know this halacha, making a distinction? It's written in the beginning, it's written in the end. How it's written, right? The Anan, is there such a thing? Mi ikim midi da Anan lo yadinan, says Rishbam, ein rov chachamim bekiyan bechilik lashon zeh. However, v'safra yada, you want to say that the sofrim, the ones that are writing these things, they do know this difference? Says Rishbam, b'tmiya darmina lakach niskavnu v'lo tzarech l'michta me'om. And that's what we had in mind, that's what we have to write me'ayom. Yom doesn't really make any sense that that would be the case, but then says Gemara, she'alunu l'safri d'abai. They asked the sofrim of Abai, v'yadei. The Taka didn't know the difference. L'safri d'Rava. They asked Rava, v'yadei, and they knew it also. Right. So it turns out that yeah, just because maybe it's not as well known in the Chachamim, that doesn't mean that sofrim that are dealing with it every single day don't know it. Rav Huna bar Yehoshua Amar bein Akniye v'kanina mine. Now, whether it starts off with acquired and ends with we acquired, bein kanina mine v'akniye, or they start with we acquired, ends with acquired, lo tzarech, you don't have to write me'ayom, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, o beduchran pisgam me'dahave ba'an panna pligi. Now, what are they arguing over? They're arguing in a case if it says, this is a testament to the matters that took place before us, right? In such a case, that's where Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, that's where they'd have a machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda would say, in such a case, you'd have to write me'ayom, you'd have to say, from today. Amar Rav Kahana, Amrisa l'shmaita k'meidah Rav Zvid Medar. Yeah, I said this whole shtick we just said in front of him. V'amar, he said to me, atun hachim asnizalah. You should teach it like this, and you teach it like that, and not hachim asnizalah. We taught it like this. We have a different version. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, b'hakna ino tzarech. Where the document is giving the acquisition, Rabbi Yehuda says that, you know, you don't have to go into Tamei Ayom. Bein Akniya B'Kanina Minei, Bein Kanina Minei V'Akniya, no matter what the order is, Lo Tzarech, you know, you don't have to go and write Tamei Ayom. B'duchran Pizgame Da'ava Ban Pa'a Pligi. But when it says Lashon B'duchran Pizgame, like this is a testament for the matters that took place in front of us, that's where the Machlokas is. And so in other words, it says Rashbam, that in the version number two over here, Abalashan Baya Kadaman Lael Bay Rav Meir of Nachman, Bahaki Kaimalanda Filer Behuda, Lotzach Mikhtamayo Bishtai Shesel Birkinian. So Rav is not asking a question, he's just seeing it straight up as the din. Okay, Zuck, the next part of the Halaga Mishnah, which is the Shema, gives us life. Oh, yeah. Akos even chos of Lamanol Acher Mo. So if somebody writes his properties to his son for him after, that he's going to get after he da, wah, 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 wahs. We had mentioned that if the son goes and he sells it during the father's lifetime, then the buyer gets nothing until the father dies, which was what? It's mashma that the buyer does get entirely everything after he goes and he dies. So now let's take a look of what happens if the son actually dies before the father. Oh, that gets wild. Let's say the son goes and the son sells it while the father's still alive. And then the son dies before the father. Beep, turn the page. Go from the base. Amar Rav Yochanan, lo kana lo keach, the third part of the buyer does not get it even after the father dies, says the Rashbam. He doesn't end up getting it. Sorry, man, nothing doing over there. Rish Lakish Amar, Rish Lakish says, kana lo keach, the lo keach does get it. He gets it when the father ends up dying. Rav Yochanan Amar, lo kana lo keach, Rav Yochanan Amar. Lo kana lokeach, right? That was Rabbi Yochanan. Kinyan peros kikinyan aguftam, because he says those who own the rights of the peros is like owning the actual property itself. So therefore, since the son sold the property where the father had the rights to the peros, the son then dies. He can't. That sale's done. Yishlakish Amar. Kana lokeach, he does get it because kinyan peros lav kikinyan as a guf dummy. Just the fact the father's a peros, he has a guf of the karka. Therefore, the son's sale will fully work, even though the father had the rights to the produce at the time. Frek the Gemara, v'ha ifligu b'cha lezima. This machlokas, we hired this machlokas, the itmar. Hamocha said they were the peros. If someone goes and he sells his field for peros, where do we find this? Where is this talking about? This is a Gemara in Bava Metzia and in Gittin. Someone goes, he sells his field for its fruits, right? I mean, he sells the rights of the fruits, but he holds on to the property itself. Then, but we're going to see this is going to come up. Then, when during the time of the Bais HaMikdash, the buyer would have to go and bring bikurim from that produce. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, maybe Vikori. He brings bikurim and he says a psukah that come along with it, even though he doesn't own the land itself. Or maybe he does. So let's see. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says, because he says, Kinyan Paris and Kinyan Guf. As Kinyanaguf, right? Kinyanaguf. Rishlakish Amar, maybe Vainakori. He brings Bikurim, you know, because the fact that he has the produce, but he doesn't say the Psukim, Vainakori, because he's known the land. Maybe Vainakori says he's going to bring Kasafa Kinyan Pairs Kinyanaguf Dami. Rishlakish Amar, maybe Vainakori, Kinyan Pairs Lav Kinyanaguf Dami. So why have to bring this same Machlokas again? Amal Kharav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan would say that, Afagav de ba'alma kinyan peres kikinyan aguf dami, even though we said, generally speaking, that yet echinam kinyan peres kikinyan aguf dami, hacha itzrich, still over here, we have to go and teach the case when the father's giving the property, but he's holding on to the fruits, kasakta chamina, Abba legabi brei achuli achel, that a father is very, is mochel to his son. And therefore, the holding the produce that he has, these peros, that he was not considered like the guf. Kamashulan, if he had to come in and teach you, nope, that is still true even in this case. Rav Shimon Lakasham, he says, Afagav de be'inan de ba'alma kinyan peros laf kinyan guf tam, even though we say generally it's not the case. Hacha itzrich, still we need to go and say, because I would have thought, kol legabe nafshei, that in reference to one who gives away his property but holds on to the things for himself, he's, even when his son is in the picture, he favors himself over his son, and therefore the ownership is, that he holds on to is considered like owning the land also. Kamash Malan, not like that. Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan min Lakish. L'Rev Rish Lakish, comes along Rabbi Yochanan as a kash on Rish Lakish. Nichosai lecha vecharecha yiras ploni or chav yiras ploni. Case we saw earlier in Kufchav Tesla Mabei is that if someone on his deathbed, he goes and he says that my property should be given to you when I die, and after you to ploni, and after him to ploni, then what's it then? Meis rishon kanasheni. When the first one dies, the second one gets it. Meis sheni kanashlisha, the third one gets it. Meis sheni b'chai rishon. But if the second one dies during the life of the first one, yachsu nechasam yorshim rishon, then it goes back, then it breaks the line, and it goes to the yorshim of the first one. Now, what exactly is the question over here? Right, we said that the first one, the level one over here, was gives it only the rights of the peros during his lifetime. Vimisiv, it's really true that ownership of the rights of the produce is not considered like owning the property. Liyorshe no sin mi baile, then the brisa liyorshe no sin mi baile. Brisa should have said that if the second one dies during the life of the first one, then it goes back to the yorshim of the original one. Meaning the original donor, that's what it should have gone, right? Because the first one, level one, who's giving, he's only given the peros, right? And that's only for a while, you know, he's alive. So why should full ownership of this property go to his yarshim if the next step of level the two guy ends up getting knocked out? It should go back to the original yarshim. Amalei says back to him, Kvar Tirgumar of Oshaya Bebavel. Oshaya already explained this in Bavel. And he explained, Acharecha Shaini. When you have a whole story of a series of giving overs of after you, that's going to be different than a regular matana of temporary ownership. When it says after you, then each one acquires even the guf of the karka itself. V'chein, and similarly, Rami Rabba bar Rav Huna k'mi de Rav, he said this contradiction in front of Rav. Rami Acharecha Shaini. He said, no, the kiss of Acharecha is different. Okay, we're not done with the sugya, but we're going to stop right over here, my friends. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.